Hello everybody and welcome back to the Laudit podcast. Today we have the head of our property department, Inam Ali, with us. Inam is a solicitor and has been with Laudit for quite a few years now. So good afternoon, Inam.
Hi, good afternoon.
So I wanted to get Inam on the podcast to introduce him to all of our listeners and also get a bit of an insight as to his role as the head of our property department, and also a bit of background, how he got into the law. He's been a solicitor for quite a few years. So Inam, firstly, back in the day, back when you were at university, why did you decide you wanted to be a solicitor?
Well, I kind of got into law by a little bit of an accident. I didn't know what I was going to do when I left college. I had my A-levels, results had just come out, and I wasn't sure. I visited a university, Bournemouth University, with a family member of mine who wanted to go and pick up some coursework. And it just happened there, basically, where we were sat in front of the course administrator's office, and we asked if they did a law degree, and they said yes, they do a law degree. And it was basically kind of sold to me there and then. And before I knew it, I was enlisted on the register, and I was to go start law school, I think within a couple of weeks' time from there. So it all happened really, really fast, and before I knew it, I was on the law course. And yeah, that's how it started.
So the sales team really did their job that day.
They did really well. Yeah.
So while, seeing as obviously it wasn't a course that you had originally planned to go on, while you were at university, did you enjoy law? Was it something that you decided you were glad you did?
Yeah, I mean, I knew that obviously it's a respected profession. My parents were happy. My family were happy. They didn't think I was going to do anything, any sort of prestigious sort of profession like that. I was the youngest, so I always sort of used to get my way and mm-hmm. and do my own thing. So yeah, they were pleasantly surprised. And in terms of the actual, when I was studying on the degree, I just sort of buttoned down and just focused on getting my studying done. I just thought, I've got to do this. I don't want to waste, my time at university.
Yeah.
And so I just got on with it, really.
Yeah, I was the same. Uni is very expensive. You don't want to waste the opportunity that you have there. And especially, I think, during a subject like law, if you can really give it your best and give your full potential, then it can open so many doors for you. So while you were at university, was it then that you decided you wanted to be a solicitor?
I think so. So my sister, my older sister, she became a barrister, and she was going to bar school the same time that I started university, first year at university. So so I did have a bit of insight in relation to being a barrister. She obviously went through her journey whilst I was still at university, but I realized at university quite soon that I needed to get some work experience. All my fellow students, a lot of them had work experience, they were talking about it. And so I decided I need to get some work experience. So I did it. My first work experience in a law firm was after my first year at uni, during the summer holidays. And I managed to work for 3 months during that time, straight after exams. And it was brilliant. It was absolutely amazing. I actually worked in personal injury.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was very interesting to me at that time. And then, I was then sort of a bit more focused. I think after the first year, I was a bit more focused because having actually shadowed another senior solicitor and being given quite a few sort of in-depth tasks. I thought, yeah, I can definitely do this. I can work in an office environment, and I can, deal with clients, and this definitely is a profession that I could, you know, go into. And yeah. that's when I really, I think, made up my mind that, yeah, I'm in the right place. I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And then when I started the second year, then I was, you know, I made that much extra effort.
Yeah, put the work in. That's I definitely right. think work experience is extremely important
yeah.
to get a proper picture of exactly what it's like in the real world.
Definitely.
Rather than just what your textbook says.
Absolutely.
Because I think it is a lifestyle. It's a job yeah. that is all encompassing. It's not a 9-to-5, when you leave yeah. the door, you can leave it there type job. But yeah. I don't think it's for everyone.
No, I that's the thing. I think a lot of people have the wrong idea of what it's like to be a lawyer, whether it's a barrister or a solicitor. You know, we watched, there's so many programs on TV yeah, where they yeah. sort of have, you know, lawyers, especially things like Suits, the American series, which, you know, I enjoy watching, but I know it's nothing like the real thing.
Yeah.
But it's just a make sort of a fictional sort of world that they've created. And some students get drawn in through there, don't they, really?
Yeah, I think we've had the drama and the excitement of it all.
That's right. But, you know, we've had a few students who have talked about it, haven't we?
Yeah.
Who've come to us to do work experience and they've said that they watched Suits and other similar sort of programs. But I mean, it's the real profession is nothing like that.
No.
It's we laugh about it in the office, don't we?
We do. Lots of these programs are based in the US, and the US legal system is very different to the UK legal system. And also, like you say, that it's fictional. It's not real.
It's all created for drama.
Yeah, it doesn't really reflect the real legal world, I don't think. But we all enjoy to watch it, so
absolutely.
It serves its purpose.
That's it.
So, at uni, you decided you wanted to be a solicitor.
Yeah.
How long have you been a solicitor for now?
I qualified in 2005.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, but I was doing the, since I started the work experience at the end of my year one at university, that I did get another, I think it was a week or 2 weeks, tagged on to the 3 months, well, nearly 3 months that I did. At the other at the first firm, so I did a second firm in Christchurch, I think it was, Harold G. Walker's, and that's where I got into property.
That leads me nicely onto the next question. I was going to say, was property an area that you were particularly interested in or wanted particularly to go into, or was it something that you fell into?
So I think I fell into it because it was just a recommendation of a friend who said, you know, our solicitors, they're based in Christchurch, you know, they're more than happy to take any work experience the students on if you want to do it. And I said, why not? You know, I've still got a few weeks left of my summer holidays, I'll go and do that. That's where I went, and I just got on so well with the people there. They were just so down to earth. It was a small office, and it was so much fun working there and learning something totally new. And I think what really sort of got me for going to property was they said to me that if they wanted, they were happy for me to come back during my university year to if I had, you know, for any spare time that I could go in and help out, because they were primarily a conveyancing branch, and so they were very, very busy. So I went back and they paid me on an hourly basis to work there. And so I think that's how I really picked up bits of property there. And then in future sort of placements that I did, I picked up more property work there. So I kind of, by the time I qualified, I was already well rehearsed in property.
It made
the path into qualification and then into my first like paid qualified job very much more smoother.
Yeah. I think lots of firms do property. It's an area that everyone's going to need to buy and sell houses, get leases for their businesses.
Definitely.
So it's definitely an area that is always going to be quite buoyant.
Yeah.
So as the head of Lauditz property team, how do you think your general day shapes up? What sort of areas do you cover on a day-to-day basis?
So that it really varies because we, you know, there's so many different types of property work out there. So I primarily deal with commercial lease work. So that's where a landlord, acting for a landlord or a tenant, so a landlord granting a lease or a tenant taking a lease of a commercial premises. So things like, you know, a high street shop or an industrial unit, you know, or offices even. So that's the primary work that I do. And with that, I have, I also do some conveyancing work. So things like buying, selling, transferring properties. So it's a nice little mixture.
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously you're based in our Southampton office. Southampton, I think, is a unique city in that it has lots of residential properties, but also lots of businesses of different nature, different areas requiring different sites.
Yeah.
Are all based within the local area.
That's right. So yeah, we're quite lucky. It is quite a large commercial hub, isn't it, as well?
Yeah.
So that really helps. And it's a growing city, so it's getting busier, it's, you know, expanding. So there's always lots of property work, you know, included. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, brilliant. So I think we will wrap that up for today. It was just an introduction to Inam today. You will be hearing from him again on the podcast on all different areas of property law. So do tune in for that. But thank you, Inam, for your time.
No problem. Pleasure.
And hopefully the listeners have enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to talking in their ears again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.